When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Houston, standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Started over 2 hours ago. Noob. 713-780-3776. Texas just released their injury report. Jalen Petrie did not practice. Concussion. CJ Stroud did not practice. Concussion. D'Amico ruled him out today. I actually tweeted yesterday. D'Amico said he was already out. No one cited me. Not happy about it either. Kyemi Fairbairn, right quad, did not practice. I feel like that's important for a kicker.
Right quad. A little bit.
Braxton Berrios' chest limited. I haven't watched Dancing with the Stars. Is it a broken heart because his girlfriend got eliminated last night?
That's disappointing.
I don't know if she did. I didn't watch it. Oh. She's still around. She's pretty good. She's a pretty good dancer.
You got any? We got money on this thing, or
I wish I was trying to find a book to place a bet. I couldn't find it. No, I've been watching it. I've been riveted. This is the first time I've ever watched Dancing with the Stars, and I've liked what I've seen.
I mean, I do know that once upon a time there was one of the fantasy football websites that did
good clarification
for they did like fantasy football for like The Bachelor.
Yeah,
you're like drafting the talent.
You know what we need to do next challenge season? We need to do a fantasy challenge season.
Even if it's just you and me.
Yeah. We'll get a few listeners involved. I'm sure there's a few listeners that watch the challenge. 713-780-3776. Don't raise your hand all at once.
Keith does.
Brian's impressionable. He'll watch the challenge.
I will not watch
the challenge. You watch professional wrestling, but you won't watch the challenge?
It's the same.
I'm out.
It's not the same. This is more athletic. How do you not watch the challenge, but you watch professional wrestling?
Because I value quality TV, and I'm not going to watch the challenge.
Still real to me.
That's crazy.
Quality TV. He's watching anime, and he's like, "Oh,
I don't watch anime."
Oh, you don't?
No,
you don't watch anime?
No.
He's always strike me as somebody who did.
I know you made that joke before.
I could have sworn that you watched anime.
We'll do this again in 3 months.
Probably. I have a short
that's
bad
slander.
Memory. Nick Chubb foot did not practice. Jakob Janssen hamstring was a full participant. Thank goodness, I won him back. Christian Harris shin did not practice. Will Anderson a quad did not practice. Ed Ingram, a knee, did not practice. Titus Howard, a concussion, did not practice. Dalton Schultz, knee, shoulder, limited. Harrison Bryant, shoulder, did not practice. Dylan Horton, knee, was a full participant. D'Anico Autry, knee, did not practice.
It's a lengthy injury report.
What is the spread in this game? Is it
one,
still?
It's 1.5.
The Texans are still favored?
Yep. Over-under is 37.5.
So Jaguars plus 1.5 is what we're saying?
Texans minus 1.5.
I know. I'm saying as far as what we're betting.
I'm taking Texans.
Still?
I don't. Yeah, every time six. I bet against the Texans cover the number.
Okay, then keep picking against the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't want to lose money, though.
We'll thank you for the Texans.
I don't want to lose
playoffs.
Money at
put
the
half
expense
a unit
of this.
In. Good light.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a full unit.
I like to separate church and state when it comes to this. I'm not going to. I guess that'd be the opposite of separating church and state, though. D'Amico Ryans, we like to notice when he scoffs at the media. It's become my new favorite thing of D'Amico Ryans' press conferences. And quite honestly, it's the best way to make them entertaining because D'Amico's not very entertaining at press conferences, which who cares? Like, we're not demeaning D'Amico because he's a boring guy.
Yeah, but that's why we miss Bill.
We miss his press conferences. I'd rather have D'Amico coach the team. I think D'Amico's a good team, a good coach, all of that. But, you know, D'Amico's press conferences can be pretty boring. Like, hey, we'll see you at the end of the week. Hey, we're trying to make the best coaching decisions. But what's been an interesting development over the last few weeks is that there's starting to be a little clash here between D'Amico and the media. D'Amico's starting to roll his eyes at the media. He's starting to scoff at the media. It's what happens when you're a losing football team, I suppose, for better or worse. But D'Amico started scoffing at the media a little bit today. Here was D'Amico on his involvement with this Houston Texans offense.
Yeah, for me, as a head coach, I've been involved in all phases of our team, whether it's defense, offense, special teams, is being able to lean and give my advice where needed. So just trying to help everybody out. At the end of the day, everything falls on me. You know, what we're doing, everything is offense, defense, special teams all falls on me as the head coach. So we've done a good job, collectively. I've been able to help out in a lot of different areas. But overall, we've dropped some games I feel like we should have had that we just got to go out. We got to coach better. We got to play better. All starting with me.
No scoffs there. That was actually a legitimate answer.
Good answer.
I wanted to hear him, like, with the involvement of the offense. I thought it was a great question asked by Sean Bajani. Sean Bajani. We got to start doing, like, helmet stickers for good media questions.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Bajani gets a microphone sticker for good media questions. So D'Amico kind of, his involvement in the offense, all that. But now we get to the fun stuff. Serious stuff out of the way. Now the fun stuff. D'Amico was asked about the idea that other offensive players need to stand up to lift their game because they're going to be playing with backup quarterback Davis Mills.
Everybody just has to do their job. Nobody needs to expect or try to step up and do something different. If that's the case, what have you been holding back? So I never look at a game as, I got to do something different because we have a new quarterback in. No, if that's the case, then why are you out there? So everybody just go out and play their game, do what they've been doing, play with everything that you have. Do your job. Do it really well.
I counted two.
Two, yeah.
And I counted two.
It's a fair question.
I think it was a bad question. It wasn't a bad question.
It's fine. People have to step up when your backup quarterback's in. It's a totally normal thing to discuss.
At the same time, though, I understand what D'Amico's saying.
I agree.
You're leaving something in the tank. Like, I think it's one of those questions where, like, it's a fair question for a media member to ask, but at the same time, from a coach's perspective, it's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's not a bad question.
But it's also true. Like, you need guys to step up as a backup quarterback.
I disagree. Like, you need them to perform well, but I don't think they should be playing harder because Davis Mills is in the game as opposed to C.J. Stroud because, like D'Amico said, where was it all the previous weeks?
I don't think it's about, like, playing harder.
Because that idea suggests, like, you could have played better and chose not to.
That's why D'Amico thinks it's a ridiculous question. Yeah. And I understand D'Amico's point of view there, like, putting my feet into a coach's shoes.
Yeah.
You know, but from a media perspective, it's like, well, what are the storylines with Davis Mills? You need other guys to step up and carry the load. Mm-hmm. But D'Amico's like, you think that Nico Collins is trying less hard whenever Stroud's at quarterback? You think Ed Ingram's going to block a little harder because Davis Mills is back there? So, like, it's a fair question from, like, that journalistic world. Mm-hmm. But from a coach's point of view, it's like, that's pretty insulting. It's pretty insulting that, like, that guy's leaving some in the reserves because he's got a good quarterback and he's going to empty the tank with a bad quarterback. So D'Amico scoffed two times at the question, but I do agree it wasn't a bad question. D'Amico was asked earlier in the press conference about not getting anything done. And D'Amico was like, well, sometimes you try and you can't get anything done. Okay, we get it. Jonathan Alexander, I think, asked a really good question about D'Amico and Nick Caserio being on the same page. And D'Amico didn't really know how to answer this.
You obviously decided to keep your roster as is. Why was that case? And when it came to you all deciding that, were you in agreement with Nick on that decision?
We just talked about that. Sorry, but yeah.
Agreement with them on that?
I'm sorry, I'm missing on what you said.
Are you in agreement with the decision to keep the roster as is?
Yeah, I said earlier, like, it's not from a lack of trying. It's the repeat. I said, not from a lack of trying that we didn't try to make trades or anything. Unfortunately, nothing panned out for us.
No scoffs there, but
There's a little scoff.
Okay, you got a half scoff.
Yeah.
I got zero scoffs.
But
was there a scoff? 713-780-3776.
I don't know why he didn't just answer the question.
I don't think he understood the question. There's one of two things here, Joe.
Yeah.
One, he didn't understand the question. And, like, what he said earlier was like, hey, we tried, but we didn't get anything accomplished. He doesn't understand the alignment part of the question. It's either that or they were unaligned.
Yeah.
It's one of those two things. Either it's he didn't understand that Alexander was asking him, were y'all aligned with your philosophy on how to handle the deadline? It's either that, which I think it is, or it's B, they weren't aligned.
I'm hoping it's A. Hoping he just didn't
That would be my
grasp
bet.
It.
I think that's the case.
Yeah.
I think that's the case.
But
his answer opens up the possibility of B.
And Jonathan Alexander did clarify like four times.
He did.
So
And honestly, was the question that difficult to understand?
It was a great question.
Like
too.
He said, were
another,
you guys
another helmet sticker?
The initial question was, were you guys on the same page? That was like the last part. I mean, it's not really that hard to understand.
No, and it stood out to Jonathan Alexander too, because he tweeted today like the video of it.
Oh, he did.
And then he followed up with D'Amico never answered the question if they were aligned.
So, like, I don't. My personal opinion on this is I don't think that D'Amico would nothing burger the question in that way if they were not aligned. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's an alignment thing. I think they were trying to buy and nothing became available is my take on the situation. But it is interesting. That answer was interesting because it at least opens up the possibility that they weren't on the same page, which kind of, you know, the theory we threw out yesterday, not that it was a take, but it was a theory of I wonder if the McNairs were like, hey, don't touch the roster. You got D'Amico who wants to win. You got Caserio who thinks that you have a 9% chance of making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We should probably sell. Disagreement there. Owners, well, let's just do status quo. Yep. I know nothing. I'm not a reporter. I'm not around there.
Never.
I just
never
think it's in play.
Quit.
And I think the scenario that I drew up is like a possibility.
Absolutely.
Head coach wants to win. General manager realizes the odds of making the playoffs are 9%, depending on where you look. The Athletic has them at 9%. Because general manager's like, we need to build for the future. Head coach, who's in the trenches every day, is like, no chance. Ownership was like, okay, well, let's break the tie by doing nothing.
It's also possible that Nick Caserio also wanted to make moves at the deadline and was told he can't because he might not be here next year.
That's another possibility.
Like, it's
or at least the idea that it's possible.
Yeah, I know there was 8 trades yesterday, and some of them involved the same teams clearly selling and buying, but like the idea that you're going to be calling all of these teams and be talking about all these different trades and you can't come to agreement on one of them, I feel like it's a little bit of a white lie. So, like, if you're calling every team to try to find something you want to buy or sell, you can't find common ground with one organization in the NFL to make a move?
There's not always a lot of trades.
I know, but, like, they present it as, like, yeah, we talked to everybody. I know they didn't say everybody, but they kind of approach it that way, they talk.
Here's another one, 713-780-ESPN, your thoughts on this. Last one here. Earlier in the press conference, I think you need this set up. Earlier in the press conference, D'Amico was asked by our very own Will Kunkel, what's the Swarmcast, mm-hmm, the second best podcast name of the three pro teams on ESPN 97.5? You can listen to the debut of Rocket Power on Friday. Will was asked about like the confidence in Nick Caley. Like, do you have confidence in him to game plan? Do you have confidence in him to do a good job? And D'Amico kind of was like, yeah, we have to do better as a coach. Like, we all have to be better as a coaching staff. So Will asked D'Amico, will Nick Caley call plays?
For another repeater, will Nick call plays this weekend?
Why would he not call plays?
No scoff there, but there was a heavy
big
eye roll
time
at the start of it, and he was death. He was staring right into Will Kunkel's soul. I think he knows where Will Kunkel's born now with that death stare he gave to Will Kunkel.
Yeah, it's he did not like that question whatsoever.
Which I get it. Why wouldn't he be calling plays?
Yeah, because he would be fired.
I think
Like that's the only way that Nick Caley would not be calling plays for the Houston Texans if he was not on the staff at this point. You're not going to hand it off to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's not a veteran coach. So what's he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Be the passing game coordinator for Gerard Johnson?
Yeah, that'd be fun, though. I want to see Gerard call plays. I'd love that.
Probably somewhere else next year?
Probably.
Calling plays, hopefully?
I mean, it depends on how the rest of the year ends up and if they clean house. I would think that they're probably going to clean house.
I think so.
I think you bring in a veteran OC, give him complete control of his offensive staff, which Slowick didn't have and which Caley didn't have either. All right, 713-780-3776. We'll get your thoughts on the current state of affairs for the Houston Texans. Clark, we'll get to you on the other side. Junkies have thoughts on the HR&P listener line as well. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
If you ever had one of those aha moments in life, you know, the moments you realize you finally did something and tried to figure out why it took you so long to do it, well, that's where it's time to talk about D&M Leasing, because you've been doing the same thing forever, buying a car the same way. Our friends at D&M Leasing, they want you to know that 20% of new car loans in the U.S. are now at 84 months, according to recent articles. 84 months, that's where I'm at right now. That's why I'm moving on from my car. Where will you be in 7 years? It's time for your aha moment. Call today and get much lower payments with shorter terms that make sense. They will give you such a great experience that you'll say, yep, It's time to do this, and it's time to make this decision. Jordan, 50,000 satisfied customers right now and get no payments until 2026. One of my favorite parts about D&M Leasing, they will bring the car right to you. You can bring it to your house, to your office. They can meet you for lunch. All you have to do, it's all handled online. And once you're done with the process, they can figure out where the car needs to go to make it an even easier process for you when it's that time. Just call 713-290-1000 or visit them online at dmautoleasing.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
YouTube TV customers get the sports you love on ESPN back, including college football, college game day, Monday night football, NBA, college basketball, and more. Act now. Go to keepmynetworks.com to get ESPN back. A junkie, maybe he was tired of answering questions that he's forced to be a part of. The coach gets zero benefit from talking to the media. He's forced to on every turn. That's 100% it, and I don't blame him. I'm actually on the coach's side more times than not.
He's just tired of answering the same questions every week.
Yeah.
And having to answer for an offense that's not really his fault. But, like, that's all they're going to ask him about. That's why he wants the positive thing is because what he's used to coaching is the defense, and that's all positive, but – no one wants to talk about it because the offense is so bad.
Well, it's also the first time he's been like a losing organization as a head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, they, you know, first place last 2 years, 10-7 last 2 years. Like, this is the first conflict between media and D'Amico. And I don't think D'Amico's handled it the best. Now, is he tired from it? Yes. Does he get to ask stupid questions? Yes. That's just the nature of the business.
Yeah. He hasn't been on a lot of like really bad teams very often. I mean, his teams were – he was probably like half his career in Houston was good. Half of it was bad, I would say, if you look back at it.
A little different as a player.
Yeah.
Especially a linebacker.
But like it was always good in San Francisco.
Yep.
And it was good the first 2 years here. And then this year there's a lot of pushback because of all the things that are going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he's answered the same questions he answered all last year about what was wrong with Bobby Slowick's office. Now what's wrong with – what's Nick Caley's off? He's annoyed.
Yeah,
you got to talk to the media 5 days a week. You're getting asked the same thing about your crappy offense for a year and a half. You're going to get annoyed with
it. Yeah, he's fed up. He's annoyed. He's doing a lot of scoffing. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HR&P listener line. Clark, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up?
Hey, Jeremy, how are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
So I was just calling in to kind of talk about that, that topic of, you know, stepping up. With Davis Mills playing, and I actually agree and disagree in the point of I think they do have to step up mentally because Davis Mills and C.J. Stroud, they're two different human beings. They're going to do things two different ways, and, you know, Davis Mills is going to have, you know, certain checks, certain ways about doing things that you're going to have to, you know, step up your psyche and kind of remember how he likes to things done compared to what CJ was doing.
Appreciate it, Clark. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing is with Davis Mills is he wasn't even in the option the last time that CJ Stroud got hurt. It was your guy. It was Case Keenum. Case Keenum saved the day, not Davis Mills. I mean, the guys have to, I mean, Davis is the one that has to step up the most. He has to play better. You paid him all this money to be a backup quarterback. He's got to go at least 500. In these next two games. But if you really want to keep your playoff hopes alive, you got to win the next two games. That's going to be mostly on Davis Mills.
It reminded me.
Also, getting like more than 1 yard at the, you know, or getting a yard at the goal line. That would help.
It was a bad spot, though. He should have been inside the one. They put it at the two.
You're right, but it also doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminded me of a topic I wanted to talk about tomorrow, actually, the whole Davis Mills thing. I understand your point, Clark. It's kind of the gray area of the question. Like, but the point that D'Amico's making is that you always should be on your P's and Q's. You should always be locked in. You should always be at 100% as a football player. That's the point that D'Amico's making. Now, you know, the other side of that is Are you going to need players to play above their mean, play above their average? Yes. Also, yes. That's why it's a fair question, but also got that response. It's because a coach's point of view is like, that's a ridiculous question, whereas it is a storyline. But again, I usually side with the coaches on these sort of things. I see where they're coming from there. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, in a previous life.
A coach?
Coach Branham in a previous life. Pessimistic Chad, zero chance Cal fires Nick or D'Amico, but literally praying Kaylee is gone. You drop down to a knee to do that? Like, I really want the Texans to get an offensive coordinator. Please, Lord.
I don't think it's zero chance that Nick Caserio is,
what's
is
your
fired.
What would you put it at?
35.
Yeah. I have it at like 25.
Because
I feel like 25 is high.
Let's go back to the audio from earlier and what we heard. Like, what if they're not aligned?
Yeah, but that's definitely a theory.
Yeah. But the offensive line is poor. I know D'Amico is saying he's part of the hiring process and reports it, but like, I can't get over the fact that there's like seven people from John Carroll in this organization, and one of them is good at their job consistently, and that's Frank Ross. What's your pushback there?
They haven't been great this year in kick coverage.
That's
Kyemi Fairbairn's not been great with this new dynamic kickoff rule. Let's not remember, or let's not forget, what happened at the end of the Seattle game where he couldn't either A, kick it out of the back of the end zone, or B, kick it out of bounds, which led to Seattle returning it and able to burn the two-minute warning. Like, they've had some gaffes.
Yeah,
the decision to go with Braxton Berrios over Jalen Knoll, I mean, who made that call? That didn't seem like a great decision.
But I think they're largely have been, they do their job well for the most part.
I actually think Frank Ross is weird.
He seems kind of odd.
I think he's kind of weird, man. Like, he's always at 100. He's always turned.
Always.
It's but like, it's kind of creepy for me, man.
Because normally I feel like you see that from, like the strength and conditioning coaches.
Yeah.
They're always like that.
He's always amped up.
Yeah, he's always full go all the time.
And he's going to be without his kicker this week.
He is.
Kyemi Fairbairn ruled out.
Well, how are the Texans going to score?
At least they don't have that Matt Amendola guy who couldn't kick the football past 40 yards. Remember that? That Matt Amendola guy they brought in?
Oh, yes.
Like his range was like 40. You got this little guy coming in from Jacksonville who's making 68 yarders, mm-hmm. franchise NFL records, and Amendola was tapping out at 40?
It's brutal.
Give me a break.
I just think there's if they're not aligned, then Caserio can go. And also, when you do an honest evaluation of Nick Kaylee, this offensive line, I think you can see a path where Nick Caserio is back. I do not think there's any chance that D'Amico's fired.
No, I don't either. This junkie going at you, Joe. Mills has to go 500 because of all the money you're paying him to be a backup. CJ's not even going 500, dog.
You're right, but that's what you pay the backup for.
I think the opponent matters here. You're home for Jacksonville. You're at Tennessee.
Also, CJ probably would go 500 throughout the entire season this year, which, like,
the stretch of games matters.
Yeah.
Like, it's home for Jacksonville. It's at Tennessee.
Yeah, it's easy.
You should go 1-1 there. If he's playing in two games, which we'll see. Another junkie, D'Amico's getting upset because Landry's being annoying. He did try some gotcha journalism the other day with the Jalen Petrie, Kamari Lassiter. Yeah. How come you trusted those guys, but you don't trust Nolan Higgins?
The scoffs do seem to be directed.
Yeah.
A little more than to, like, everyone.
I mean, they're... I don't know if they like each other a whole lot right now.
I don't think so.
Miko and a few of the media members. BMAC definitely has those anime stickers on his car. BMAC, DBZ or Pokemon? Ask a junkie.
I don't watch it. Never have.
Never?
No, I don't care about it.
Even when you were a kid?
No, I've never been into anime.
I never watched them either.
Old.
That's a new thing? I thought it was like a nerd thing.
I don't think it's about being old.
Yeah,
I'm just not into that type of storytelling in animation.
It's not a youth versus old thing. It's a cool guy versus loser thing.
No, Pokemon was just like a cartoon girl.
Yeah, but anime's been around since Jeremy and I were kids. Didn't like it.
Didn't like it. It's bad television.
Pokemon and Dragon Ball was good.
Oh, is that what DBZ is? Dragon Ball Z?
Yes.
I had no idea what he meant. I've actually heard of Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
I have heard of Dragon Ball Z. I didn't know people acronymed it.
Like, yeah, that's not cool enough to know the abbreviation.
That's a next
Dragon
level of
Ball Z.
Whenever you start acronyming DBZ for Dragon Ball Z, like that.
Yeah. Now, when the Pokemon
nerd alert,
there's levels to this.
Yeah, when the Pokemon Go came out, that's when it's like, that's too much. Leave that in the past.
What was that?
It's like 2018, I think.
Was that the Game Boy thing?
Yeah. Well,
no,
was
it's like
Game
on
Boy?
Your phone.
Was that the one where you collected them?
Yeah.
You're like going on walks and you would pick them up?
Yeah.
Oh, I did hear about that.
It was strange because you see people do it all the time.
So you were in it up until that point?
No, no. I only watched Pokemon when I was a kid.
Weren't people getting like ran over because they were like randomly like walking wondrously into the streets?
Yes.
What a way to go. What a way to go. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's give out game balls. We didn't get to this yesterday because I'm ADHD. Game balls from week eight? Week eight? Week nine. Week nine of the NFL season. Who are you giving your game balls to? 713-780-3776. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties are back, baby. And Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action all basketball season long. And Texas is the best place, at least according to me, to make all of your picks. Do it now on Underdog. Also, get this, man. $5, you download the app today, Underdog app. You sign up with promo code KILLERB, K-I-L-L-E-R-B. You're going to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Look at that. All you have to do is download the app, promo code KILLERB, to put in $5, and you're going to get $100 in bonus entries. And then who knows what happens after that? The world is your oyster. You could turn that into a lot. Get your picks right. You can run up to 5,000 times your cash. You're gonna be spending $5 on bad French fries and deep fried food. Don't do that. Spend it on Underdog and then get $100 in bonus entries and then get your picks right, and you can win lots of money. Lots and lots of money. You can pick from the Rockets and the Grizzlies tonight. Rockets back at it in Memphis. You know ball, go prove it at Underdog. Kevin Durant, 25.5 points. You like the higher or lower there? Ja Morant, 22.5 points. A little unhappy right now in Memphis. Do you like the higher or lower there? Alpi Şengün, higher or lower, 21.5 points. Go play. You know ball. Go prove it right now. Download the Underdog app. Sign up with promo code KILLERB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code KILLERB, K-I-L-L-E-R-B. Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predicts. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. For more information, visit nadex.com/rules and underdogfantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term PIC refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Game ball time. Who are you giving your game ball to this week? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Joe, age before beauty.
Rico Dowdle. We'll start with him. 25 carries, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Why'd you go, Joe?
I had to think about it for where I want to start. He was banged up, too. He got hurt twice in that game, re-aggravated his injury again this week. He's going to play again. He's clearly the number one running back on that team. Chuba Hubbard. RIP to that fantasy stock.
I'm glad that they finally, like, okay, he's better. Like,
yeah.
Here you go. Here's the lion's share of carries. I almost made a bad joke there. But yeah, you're right. Dowdle looked very, very good. He was on my list too. I'm going to start off with the best quarterback going. Best quarterback in the NFL. This guy doesn't only throw touchdowns. He catches touchdowns too. He runs for yardage as well. Caleb Williams, 280 yards, 3 touchdowns through the air. He caught a touchdown and he ran for 53. Yep. Caleb Williams isn't a dual threat. He's a triple threat.
First quarterback ever.
I worked that show.
I know.
I worked it one time.
Do you think?
It was the day Brian Gain got fired.
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
And then I left.
Ted always looked at me funny.
Ted, I like Ted, but depending on the day, it could be an interesting experience.
Really? You get like angry? Or?
Well, he walked out of the show one day, yeah.
Why?
He was mad at Rich for something. I don't remember exactly.
I liked Ted. Ted was always very, very
7
kind.
Years ago at this point.
I always wondered if he was too kind.
A lot of walkouts over at that station.
Was he too kind?
His wasn't permanent, though. He didn't pull a full X factor.
Dante Hall,
yeah.
Was he too kind? Shout out Nimitz.
I don't know. I didn't work with it that much.
Ted?
Yeah, you think Ted was too kind?
I think he can be a little too forgiving to people sliding him at times.
That's not what I mean.
All right, well,
just go ahead and move on.
Okay.
Caleb Williams, great, though.
Caleb Williams was great. I'll give my first game ball to Pop Douglas of the
who?
Of the Patriots. Really? Come on,
it's
Joe.
It's funny. It's the first one he gave out was to Pop Douglas.
I don't know. It was just the next one on my list. It was the next one on my list because you guys took the first two I was going to name. But Pop Douglas, 4 for 100 in the touchdown and the Patriots win. The Patriots receivers are kind of feels like you're picking lottery balls at
Would
times.
Would you say they're booty?
It feels like you're picking lottery balls at times because just they randomly have good games and bad games. But it was Pop Douglas' turn this week.
Your boy is drafting a lot of Pop Douglas, so I like seeing that
you
too.
You did?
Yeah, I was a fan of Pop Douglas.
It's a good PPR
I mean, you're
guy.
Getting them late, man. It's half point PPR and underdog.
Did you listen when I gave advice earlier this year?
No,
he's not a guy that you would play in a weekly.
I mean, your daily.
He was talking about your best ball leagues.
Your best balls.
Did I mention him?
Did you take Kamanunga a lot?
No, not really. He was going undrafted, though. Like, oh, okay. He, no one was taking him until, like, very, very late. I had Pop Douglas, too, for what it's worth. Go ahead.
I'll take Christian McCaffrey here. 28 carries for 106 yards and a touchdown. 5 receptions for 67 yards and a touchdown. Big bounce back week for him after the Texans shut him down. So, he gets the game ball for me.
Joe, I was watching. I wasn't watching. I was looking. I was looking at statistical leaderboards in the NFL today.
Mm-hmm.
You know who is second most receptions in the NFL? I think he's tied for second.
Is it Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is top two. I think he might be tied for second. But he's number two tied for second or second in receptions in the NFL.
Well, a couple weeks ago, he was like number five in receiving. He's still number seven.
I know he was still top ten.
He's number seven in receiving yards this year.
Yeah. He's insane.
Number seven in receiving yards, and he is ninth in rushing yards.
What a freak, man. Who's number one in receptions?
In receptions?
Don't look at. I'm quizzing you.
Chase.
Yeah, there you go. Look at Linda.
No, wrong.
No, it is Chase. Chase is number one in receptions.
Oh, I'm looking at his yards.
Receiving yards is JSN.
Yeah, he's on pace for 2,000 right now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I got JSN in one of my dynasties. Somebody offered me JSN in a first rounder next year for a first rounder this year. Really? I didn't even negotiate. I was like, hey, I like JSN. He's like, okay, would you trade JSN in my next year's first for this year's first? And I said, bet.
Oh, my.
Can we be in this
league? Is that the league I'm in?
No.
Oh.
No.
Sounds like a fraudulent league.
I'm trying to make a big move.
This is a league that is
fraudulent.
I mean, it's storied in history.
And fraudulent.
That's not fraudulent. I am the all-time greatest in that league, though. Matthew Stafford, 281 yards, 4 touchdowns, gets my game ball. That was a tough one
because there's like 4 guys you could give it to. Stafford was at the top of my list, but I'll pivot to Sam Darnold. Apparently the Vikings' year wasn't a fluke. 330 and 4, just absolutely torched the Commanders.
Cam Little, come on now.
Record.
NFL record breaker, 68-yard field goal, 3 for 3 on the day, 3 for 3 extra points, 12 points on the day.
Are you guys a little sad that the record breaker came in Jags Raiders with no one watching?
No, not really, but these balls are juiced.
Yeah. They're very juiced.
They're juiced. They can, like, sleep with them now, like, literally. Like, I think they can, like, take them home with them and, like, do whatever they want, have their ways and their liberties. No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Yeah, it's, like, you can, it's different
you
rules
can,
now.
You can doctor up your balls now. Didn't mean to do that. Who would...
Just keep leaning into it. What else can you do to the balls, Jeremy?
Who was your last game ball guy?
Sam Darnold.
Okay, I missed you, Sam Darnold. Justin Jefferson.
You're talking about taking home balls and doing whatever
it's
you want.
It's true. They changed the rules on the footballs.
We know.
The pigskins are different this year. Justin Jefferson, 647-1. It's Brian's turn, Joe.
Brian.
You don't know math. You don't know order.
No, you sure it's my turn?
Yeah, we always go see, Joe, me, you.
Thank you. So you're blaming me? It's Brian's turn. He doesn't know.
It was my turn. He goes after me.
I said Cam Little.
Okay. All right. You know, You're right. I'll go ahead and go with Alex. I'll go with Alex Highsmith. I'll give it a defender some love of the Steelers. Steelers had a great defensive performance against the Colts. You could have also given it to T.J. Watt. He also had a sack and a fumble forced and recovered the fumble.
Wrong one.
But Alex Highsmith, 2 sacks and a forced fumble.
Wrong one.
What's the right one?
Peyton Wilson, 14 tackles and a pick for the Steelers in that game.
Another case.
You have big name bias.
A lot of people.
You're like the college football committee. You got a big name bias.
Alex Highsmith? I didn't give it to T.J. Watt.
Alex Highsmith's a way bigger name than Peyton Wilson.
Okay, sure, but I didn't give it to T.J. Watt. That
you
would be the big
him,
name
though.
Bias.
Next up, Joe.
Colson Loveland. Homer. 6 catches, 118 yards, 2 touchdowns.
You already gave out a game ball for that.
Yeah, we already
game.
Did the Bears.
Doesn't
show.
Matter. I'm giving my own out.
Dalton Kincaid, Another tight end. Well, tight end love. National Tight End Day, which is the lamest thing ever. Yeah. I hate National Tight End Day.
It would be fine.
It is nauseating how much they mention it.
That's the problem. It would be fine if it existed, but the amount of mentions it got on one day was exhausting.
Branham, not a fan of tight ends. Dalton Kincaid, 6-1-0-1-1.
And I know it's my turn now.
You guys are children.
I will say Justin Herbert. Big game for the Chargers. 250 and 2 passing. Plus, he had 57 yards of rushing and a touchdown. He actually led the team in rushing. Not a good thing for the Chargers overall with Amari and Hampton now, but Herbert's been amazing.
Joe's got nobody left.
Marvin Harrison.
I thought he was
going to
name another player.
Senior.
Give it to Senior.
Senior.
He goes, goes publicly saying, my kid's not getting the ball enough. He's complaining on social media. He's complaining on podcasts. What happens? Marvin Harrison Jr., 7 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. Give it to Senior.
Senior's not responsible for that. Unc is. Jacoby Brissett.
Starting quarterback.
It's funny how Jacoby... Yeah, they placed Kyler on the IR.
Yeah, but they also benched him anyways.
I know, but it's still funny.
It's actually really... We were talking about before the show.
Uh-huh.
You could have just placed them on IR and never said you were going to make a quarterback change.
Yeah, but you needed Brissett to prove that he was going to be good first.
Yeah, but Kyler was going on IR.
I think if Jacoby Brissett was tragic and terrible, I think Kyler would be playing right now.
Oh, so you think it's a fake injury?
No, I think it's a legitimate injury, but I think he could play on it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, if Jacoby Brissett was playing poorly, I think Kyler would be playing.
Yeah, I mean, Call of Duty comes out in 9 days, so Kyler's got other things to focus
He's
on.
He's probably okay? totally okay being on the IR.
Black Ops 7, baby.
But it's funny how Trey McBride suddenly can catch touchdowns now.
Yep.
And Marvin Harrison suddenly good now. That's funny. Game ball to whoever that dude was that hit C.J. Stroud, because it totally changed the complexion of that game. It's absolutely true.
I mean,
if C.J. Stroud does not get hurt.
You've been a big fan of bounty hunting for a while now. I think you've been on record as a big fan of bounty hunting.
And it's called Bounty Gate. But I'm serious.
Well, what was it going to say? Bounty gating?
If Stroud doesn't get hurt, they win that game. So
correct.
That dude at knocking Stroud out, it was Stroud's fault. Bad slide, bad direction on the run. That changed the complexion of the game. That was the most significant play in that game. So whatever that dude's name was, he gets my last game ball.
Makes sense.
I think we've given one
Sean
out
Sean Payton,
to...
by the way, suspended a year for his role in bounty gate.
That's true.
I think we've given one out for every game, but I'll go ahead and double up on the Jaguars, the Texans' opponents this week. Parker Washington, 8 receptions on 9 targets, 90 yards. Best offensive performance on the Jaguars this week.
Hang on. They got traded over. They recruited over him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Have a great week, and now you can go ahead and be the understudy. You think I can hit that B between the eyes?
Yeah.
No.
Perfect.
Perfect.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was.
I nailed it.
Nah.
I did.
You can't see the
beat. Yeah, no.
You had the worst angle here.
You guys agreed to it way too quickly.
Why would
you? I watched it happen.
Why would Joe lie?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
You're a hater.
The conspiracy hasn't come together fully.
It's not a conspiracy. We have two eyewitnesses.
He hates my school that I root for.
We have two eyewitnesses, and you saw it hit the bee.
Yeah, the problem is I don't trust the eyewitnesses.
You saw it hit the bee.
Oh, there's six.
You saw it hit the B?
What?
I'm the only one here that has great vision. Did you see it hit the B?
No.
You didn't see it hit the B at all?
No.
Oh, yeah, then you have no...
I just don't trust you.
You have no validation to speak on this.
Trust
the
you.
B literally moved.
Liar. Well, you can move the B even if you didn't hit between the eyes.
You hit him in the eyes.
Between the eyes. Got it. All right, junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. YouTube TV customers get the sports you love on ESPN back, including college football, college game day, Monday night football, NBA, college basketball, and more. Act now. Go to keepmynetworks.com to get ESPN back.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
YouTube TV customers, get the sports you love on ESPN back, including college football, college game day, Monday night football, NBA, college basketball, and more. Act now. Go to keepmynetworks.com to get ESPN back.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We're Jeremy and Joe. Neil's asking us, what are our thoughts on Reed Sheppard? I think he can be a rotation guy, but he's not a point guard. And he can't play defense.
I kind of want to trade him. I immediately. Yeah, or as soon as possible.
Turn. Yeah, no, I don't hate that. Yeah. All right, junkie of the day, 713-780-3776. Who is your junkie of the day? Hi, Luke. How you doing? He's on the YouTube chat. He said hi. Hi, chat. Who is your junkie of the day, Joe?
Intern Jalen has to be nominated for junkie of the day because
absolutely.
He said Ira was a lady.
After hearing his voice, it is a kind of a feminine name.
It's a gender fluid name. Jalen made that point, and I'll give him that point. But he had the benefit of talking to him.
Yeah,
so the name goes out the window. You got to talk to him.
Now I know our phones here sometimes can't be.
Come on.
But like once we heard
you screen
Ira
calls
on
these phones, you could hear it.
It was pretty clear. It was Ira.
Google AI says Ira is considered a gender neutral name, Brian, but it is more commonly used for males, particularly in the U.S., while being more balanced or female predominant in other countries. Google AI right firmly on the
good
fence.
Good to know.
Like, have a take, Google AI. My goodness. My junkie that I have two. Venus Williams is playing her 33rd year in the WTA starting today, I think.
Okay.
She's a junkie for competition, for tennis excellence. I said, that's a lot of years. 33 years.
She any good?
Playing Venus?
Still?
She's one of the greatest to ever do it,
no,
Joe.
No, like still.
Have you ever heard of her?
Yes.
No, I don't know if she's still any good. I don't think she's any good. I don't think she's still very good. And then Amy Adams stunk. Didn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah.
Remember Bud Adams famously wanted Vince Young to be a Tennessee Titan? They're like willing to trade like their entire capital to move up like a spot. Amy Adams stunk, according to reports. Will not trade with the Patriots because of how it all went down with Mike Vrabel. So she's like their old man. She came by it honestly.
Well, you fired him. What's
I know.
Like, that was your call. Yeah,
you made the decision to get rid of him.
I hate when people refuse to make trades with other people. I cannot stand it.
There's probably two teams are refusing to trade with, because I imagine, given the war between the owners, they're probably refusing to trade with the Texans, too.
Maybe. Yep. Like, think about it, too. Like, if you're an owner, is it better to make trades with people you don't like, or is it better to win a trade against somebody you don't like?
Win the trade.
Go win every trade you make. Stop being soft, General Man. I don't want to trade this player to the division. No, go win the trade.
Yeah, if they wanted Calvin Ridley, let's say,
yeah,
you just demand a higher price tag. Like, we don't really want to trade with you. So if you want him, you got to pay a premium price.
Indy, you want a corner? Give us 5 first rounders for Derek Stingley. Go win the trade. Screw him over. No, I hate. Don't trade him within division. Him to your rivals. Don't trade him in the. No, go win the trade. And if you can't win the trade, they say no. Then you don't do business with them anyways. Brian, who's your junkie of the day?
I'm going to nominate Joe twice.
What?
One for the rocket power name, even though he tried to blame Sean Mapes
made
for it.
Not Mapes?
Have you tried to blame Mapes for it? I think he might be passing the
I have documentation that said you come up with the name.
Do you have stories here?
Ultimately, Joe, between you and Sean, who's the APD?
I mean, I did take the best of his 4 suggestions.
There you go. There you go. So
rocket power.
It drops on Joe's shoulders.
The texters like are my
son. You should use that sound, that drop, though. That's perfect for rocket power. Because when I think rocket power, I hear that drop.
To the moon! And the other Joe nomination is not knowing who Tom Emanski is.
Yeah,
changed lives in the 90s. Joe didn't know.
When was that popular?
In the 90s.
His commercials?
I told you.
Probably
the 90s.
Early to mid-90s.
Okay. I was born in 92. What do you want me to do?
I mean, you were watching TV then.
I was like, okay, so mid-90s, so I was like 3 or 4?
Yeah, but it's also a joke in pop culture.
Yeah.
Like, it comes up in sports radio all the time.
I guess
Tom Emanski's building videos.
10 years, and I've never heard that before.
I just don't think you're paying attention.
That's possible.
You might be listening, but you're not hearing.
That's possible.
You sounded like a wife there.
That's garbage. Those nominations. Garbage.
I love the nominations.
They are garbage nominations.
Oh, Alex wanted to nominate the reporters for asking D'Amico back.
Can I
questions.
Nominate Joe for a third time?
Yeah.
Why?
Eye test.
Notre Dame?
Yeah. The Notre Dame eye test.
Oh, okay. So you don't like that I have opinions on sports.
Do you say Notre or Notre?
Okay. Notre.
Okay.
What's the correct way?
It's spelled Notre. I think it depends on where you're at.
Yeah.
I think it depends where you're at in the world. Hall of Fame coming up at 9. Brad Gilmore and my junkie of the day, Booker T. Mike Elmo at 8. Mike Elko, not Elmo.
All right, Jeremy wins. He called him Mike Elmo.
Number 3 team in the country, led by Elmo. Comicast at 7 in Destination 2026 coming up next. Who wins our junkie of the day?
Jeremy Brady.
Jeremy, the late nomination, but you win. Mike Elmo.
A rally at the end. That does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
What's up, Trevor?
This is ESPN 97.5.